wonder what she'll complain about this time.
I turned away from Reagan. Hopefully nothing, I whispered. Can you grab the dress?
Sure thing.
An unfinished blue gown caught my attention. The color of a robin's egg, the dress would be the envy of the Silver Spring Solstice Banquet, what with its deep V neckline and overlay of chiffon. I needed to finish it before the dance, which was barely 2 weeks away. I sighed. I'd been working a lot lately, thanks to Reagan's never-ending changes to her gown. There was less than a week until the wedding, and after that, I'd have plenty of time to work on my own dress. That is, if I survived Reagan for a few more days. I stared vacantly at the gown until a bodiless hand thrust the newspaper into my face once more. Reagan popped up in front of me and wiggled the now crumpled article.
But this reporter nails it. She absolutely gets it right. I could have gone anywhere for my dress, but there's just something about your gowns and your sister's food. It's like I'm transported to another place. I don't know how to describe it.
I'd heard the same mantra over and over from clients. There's something about your clothes that I can't put my finger on. It's almost like they're magical. Yeah, right. Oh, not that I didn't appreciate the compliment. Believe me, I did. So did Sarah. If it weren't for the folks in our lakeside community of Silver Springs, Alabama, we'd be beggars. Hobos, maybe. Vagabonds, most likely. And not the good kind. Not the sexy kind you see on the covers of romance novels. Wait, there weren't hobos on those. Well, anyway, we'd be dirty, covered in rags that smelled of oil and sweat, with grit under our fingernails that not even the best manicure technician could lift. Here's the dress, Carrie said. Reagan's smile vanished.
Oh.
My dreams, my hopes, my wishes for a beautiful future crashed and exploded like a car careening off a cliff in a 1970s B-movie. What could possibly be wrong this time? The 100th time. I swear, every occasion this girl saw her dress, she found something to criticize. It was a wonder I hadn't strangled her before now. I smoothed the lines of frustration that were forming on my forehead. What's the problem? Reagan wrinkled her nose.
It's just, well, that's a lot of sequins.
I took a deep, cleansing breath and thought happy thoughts. Last week you wanted more sequins. You said it didn't have enough bling. Carrie bit back a giggle. I flashed her a seething look. I mean, seriously, I knew it was funny, but it was only good service not to laugh at the customer. Well, she's standing right in front of you. At least wait until the door hits her backside as she's leaving.
Well, Reagan said, last week there weren't any sequins. What were there, like 5 on the whole thing?
I steepled my fingers beneath my chin. There were 200.
Oh, well, how many are there now?
500.
It's too many. Listen, Dylan, just because we were best friends in high school,
mortal enemies, I said,
doesn't mean you can take advantage of me. If this dress isn't to perfection by Saturday, then I'm getting it for free, right?
Whoa, Nelly. I'm sorry? Reagan batted her fake eyelashes.
Well, that's just plain old good business. The customer's always right. I mean, we go way back. Too far back to let a little disagreement over some sequins ruin what we had.
I poked the air with my index finger. Once again, we were mortal enemies. Reagan, you have brain damage when it comes to what high school was like. A tittering laugh escaped her throat. It sounded like 1,000 butterflies taking flight. That was right before I lifted my imaginary rocket launcher, aimed high, and fired, sending the beauties crashing to the ground in a blazing explosion.
You're so melodramatic, Dylan. We had a little disagreement about prom, that was all.
I crossed my arms. Reagan, let me remind you exactly of what happened in high school.
Why don't you do that, since you're so convinced we had nothing to do with each other?
Reagan pulled one of her eyelashes. Ouch, didn't that hurt? I shook my head and said, you had Colton Blacklock ask me to prom for the sole purpose of standing me up the night of. I pointed to her and then to me. You and I, we were never friends, and I'm not giving you this dress for free. We've done a...